meetings at, we should say, to conduct meetings and create a conducive business climate so that the confidence of the industry players in Indonesia is getting higher. Manufacturing industry is proven to give the biggest contribution to the national economy. Moving on to the next one. Indonesian Environment Minister Hanif Faisal Nurov in Jakarta on Monday stated carbon trading carried out by Indonesia is only to achieve the target of reducing greenhouse gas emissions contained in the nationally determined contribution document. He further said Indonesia continues to improve carbon trading efforts, one of which is by building a more optimal national registration system, as well as communicating with the Indonesian Stock Exchange regarding the Indonesian Carbon Exchange. The existence of the carbon economic value itself is part of the efforts to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions, which are together to be reduced by 31.89% by own efforts and by 43.2% with international support by 2030, and achieve zero carbon emission or net zero emission by 2060. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This is the time for the show. Flowers blooming on the ground. I woke up in line. I'm in overdrive, not ready to slow down. Once it closes to the sky, there's no going in the way. I'm counting highlights, no electrified, don't get in the way. World on fire, watch me do it with no regret. You can hold me back, no, you can hold me back. This is my time to shine.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Project Pop is in the house, y'all. Baby, oh lihatlah dirimu seperti tak ingin mau lanjutkan hidup. Maybe kamu patah hatimu, pacarmu mengkhianatimu.
Begini kamu yang rugi, dianya mungkin tak peduli. Jangan berhenti kayak mau mati. Baby you gotta wake up. Begini kamu yang rugi, dianya mungkin tak peduli. Jangan berhenti kayak mau mati. Baby you gotta wake up.
Kayak dodo,
I say baby gotta let go.
Utopian writers Yusai Sahlu Nigatu wrote a book about the Indonesian ambassador to Utopia, Al-Bushra Basnur, and various Indonesian diplomatic activities in Utopia. The book is expected to be a reference that strengthens relations between the two countries. Yusai Sahlu is a senior journalist of leading Utopian media, The Reporter. The book he wrote is Dr. H.C. Al-Bushra Basnur, Inspiring Ambassador from Journalist and Writer to Diplomat. The book was launched in Arba Minch City, Utopia on Saturday. The 246-page book is published in two languages, English and Indonesian. Quoting from Rakyat Merdeka, Ambassador Al-Bushra appreciated Yusai Sahlu's work. He wished the book about himself can be a reference to strengthen relations between the two countries. Ambassador Al-Bushra Monday said that various activities, especially in the fields of economy, education, youth, resource development and tourism, not only strengthen bilateral relations between Indonesia and Utopia, but also become a source of inspiration and motivation for the people of Utopia. Yusai Sahlu said Utopia learned a lot from Indonesia. This was obtained from diplomatic activities by the Indonesian Embassy in Addis Ababa. Sahlu felt the need to write about all the breakthroughs made by Ambassador Al-Bushra because he found many new things from the diplomatic activities carried out by the Indonesian ambassador. For him, these new things increase insight and knowledge among government and non-government circles, both in Utopia and outside Utopia. From March 2019 to December 2024, the Indonesian Embassy in Addis Ababa held more than 340 activities. During that time, the Indonesian Embassy in Addis Ababa has published 14 books. In early 2025, Sahlu will publish three new books containing a collection of writings from academics, youth, and professionals from Indonesia and Utopia. The book launch at Arba Minch on Saturday was joined by 100 people. They are students, lecturers, professionals and government officials.
Bukanlah buah yang terjatuh dekat pohonnya. Cita-cita adalah benih yang terbawa angin samudra. Realita membawamu jatuh ke bawah. Tapi ingat-ingatlah bila mimpi tak sedang dengan apa yang kau tuju, tak sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau. Lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu, tenangkan hatimu. Dunia ini lebih luas dari ruangku. Kejar dulu, jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu, jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu, jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu, jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu. Bersedang dengan apa yang kau tuju, sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau. Lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu, tenangkan hati. Sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau.
A wondrous civilization. Exposed to tranquility. With scenic landscapes bordered by the sea. Here, mythologies become principle. And religions create the cornerstones of life. It is contained in the arts and crafts, where celestial ceremonies become part of popular culture. Legacies of glorious traditions, where folk tales are regarded as guidebooks to perfection, honed over centuries. Yet possible to experience within a few hours. Experiences you can take home. Here, art preservation is a tourist attraction. History is a living monument. Shopping is meaningful. See world famous resorts compete with local means of accommodation. Enjoy natural kindness. Or the excitement of exploring nature with endless stories to tell and never-ending feasts. Never-ending possibilities to get more out of life and journeys. Yogyakarta.
Of Indonesia with the news flash. The Health Ministry and Endowment Fund for Education Agency or FLDP will send 27 doctors to China and Japan under a fellowship program to strengthen their competency in cardiovascular treatment. As reported by Antara on Monday, other than offering fellowships, the ministry is also seeking to improve national cardiovascular services and health by providing medical devices, and financial coverage, and by highlighting promotive and preventive health approaches. And listener, that was the newsflash. We are listening to Raisa with Nyaman Tak Cukup, or Being Comfortable Is Not Enough. And of course, if you are still not enough getting info from Indonesia, after this we'll present to you about ikan belida, a fish that is used for pempek, a nice food from Palembang.
Dan kita masih sama, saling sayang dan yang paling nyaman. Tapi katamu itulah masalahnya, tatap misteri cinta tiada rasa. Itu yang kau lihat begitu berharga, tapi sayangnya nyaman tak cukup. Kau butuh tantangan, rayuan, jebakan, semua yang
reaches 102.47 square kilometer with average height of 8 meters above the sea level. Palembang lies in a quite strategic location as it passes through the main road or Lintas Sumatra that connects areas on Sumatra Island. In addition, Palembang also has Musi River and Ampera Bridge that function as the means of transportation and interregional trade. Climate in Palembang is tropical, with rainfall ranging from 2,000 mm to 3,000 mm per year. Air humidity ranges from 75 to 89% with sun illumination of 45%. Soil topography is relatively superficial and low. Most of lands there, which are 0 to 20 meters above the sea level, are marshy, that they are flooded in the rainy season. Palembang people belong to Malay ethnic group and use Malay language with local dialect that is now known as Palembang language. Local people generally use Palembang language as daily language. Besides, natives, non-natives from Java, Minangkabau, Madura, Bugis and Banjar, as well as descendants from China, Arab and India also live in Palembang. Listener, do you know there's an interesting thing from Palembang, which is its special traditional food, pempek or fish cake?
Pempek kapal selam, terkenal di mana-mana, kalau makan sama cuka, alangkah lemak rasanya.
The interesting thing from Palembang is its typical traditional food, which is pempek. What is pempek? Palembang has a quite big number of Chinese communities. Foods like pempek or pekwan or soup with sago flour fish balls made from fish leave strong Chinese taste among Palembang people. Pempek is Palembang traditional food that has been popular all over Indonesia, with the local freshwater fish ikan belida and sago as the basic ingredients. Palembang people have successfully developed the basic ingredients into various kinds of pempek by varying fillings and other additional ingredients like chicken eggs, fish shell, and tahu or tofu. Various kinds of pempek in Palembang include pempek kapal selam, pempek lenjer, and so on. Palembang people usually eat pempek with blackish thick sauce made from boiled brown sugar, chili, and fried shrimp. The sauce is commonly called cuko or vinegar sauce. Here is the explanation of the head of information division at Palembang Tourism Service, R.M. Husni, about pempek.
Pempek itu asal katanya apek-apek.
Pempek derives from the word apek-apek. Chinese people call it so. They were newly arrived in Chinese in Indonesia and male Chinese with pigtail that rode becak or pedicab. While Palembang, big people became errands. When people wanted to eat, they just asked them to buy or make food.
At first, Palembang people made food for consumption instead of for business like Chinese people wanted. First pempek was made in Sepuluh Hulu, Palembang. Do you know that the basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish? About belida fish, the basic ingredients of pempek. This is what was explained by the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, R.M. Husni.
Well, belida fish is number one because the fish is special for pempek. Pempek is made from sago, garama. The fish is belida or belido in Palembang language.
The basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish. According to people in South Sumatra, belida means a creature, which is good at diplomacy. It consists of word, namely be meaning to have and lidah meaning tongue, to have a way with words. Belida fish in Indonesian language is also called lopis or belido. And how are the characteristics of belida fish, which is considered rare, threatened, and barely found in Musi River?
Matonyo mejem, mertuo lewat masih ditelen. Kecil keras sudah diato, asak baik jiwanyo teraso. Digoreng pake minyak kelapa, jadi nambah lemak ratonyo. Konyo, kita makan bersama-sama.
Oke, makan tempe dah.
Medium size, maximum length is 100 cm and average weight is a half to 1 kg. In the natural habitat, it can be 2 to 4 kg. Its body shape is flat with small head and its nape looks bent over. Upper jaw is far from eyes. Small scales cover its body. Scales in its back are gray and in the front one are silverish white. In the sides of the scales, there are white circles like black balls, surrounded by white circles. This is the explanation of Siddhartha Gautama from Palembang General Waters Fisheries Research Agency about belida fish.
Karakter
Beluga fish has eggs with quite big diameters, and the number of eggs is not many like other fish. For instance, arowana or freshwater decorative fish has rather big eggs that the number of eggs produced is small. Some say if fish has quite big eggs, the number of eggs would be few, so Beluga fish may be one of them.
Siddhartha Gautama from General Water Specialist Research Agency also explained that Beluga fish is now rare and threatened to extinct. Siddhartha added things that caused Beluga fish in the brink of extinction and no longer found in Musi River.
It is true that Beluga fish is rare and hard to get. So it is impossible to use it to make pempek in Palembang. It is now substituted with other fish.
Siddhartha Gautama from the General Waters Fishery Research Agency added, though Beluga fish is hard to find, one day it may emerge again in Palembang.
It is hard to find indeed, but it can be found in Kalimantan or Riau, so it does not totally extinct. In other places, there is a chance for cultivation.
Well, listener, how do people in Palembang substitute the basic ingredient of Beluga fish that is about to extinct? With the rareness of Beluga fish, people in Palembang use other fish to substitute the basic ingredient of pempek. Here is the statement of the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni.
Now people in Palembang no longer use Beluga fish or putak, but gabus freshwater fish or ikan delek in Palembang language. It is called so because it can flow. Gabus fish on the sea is tenggiri fish or Spanish mackerel.
Do people think about the substitution of the basic ingredient of pempek from Beluga fish to gabus fish? Henry, Palembang local resident, made the following statement.
Kalau bagi saya, kebanyakan orang Palembang dari Beluga
fish. To me, gabus fish is more delicious than Beluga fish.
Beluga fish is considered to extinct in Palembang only. All people hope Beluga fish in other areas will not extinct, so that the next generation can still see Beluga fish, which is called old fish by most of Palembang people. People can also still taste the delicious typical foods from Palembang, namely pempek or fish cake, without worrying the existence of Beluga fish as the basic ingredient of pempek, because other kinds of fish are equally delicious. Pleasure is not eternal. My lovely pempek, my poor Beluga.
well, thank you very much for people who has been joining the Indonesia Today by the Voice of Indonesia. And I'd like to thank you for joining us on vionews.id, the application RRI Digital 2, in which you can tell us what you think about us. But if you want to get more, quote-unquote, closer to Indonesia and the Voice of Indonesia, of course, please send your comments, questions, and everything to our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, TikTok, VOI_official. And if you want to see our interviews and good stuff, you can check our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And one more thing, listener, please save our number, +62 821 2381 2130. +62 821 2381 2130. But please do not phone us, just text us from the WhatsApp application. Well then, listener, I'm Steve. I am once again thanking you very much for joining us and wish you a very good day. Do not forget to do something good for other people and for you. I'd like to play you this song, listener. It is Tulus with Hati Hati di Jalan, or Take Care. Well then, listener, stay tuned in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Perjalanan membawamu bertemu denganku, ku bertemu kamu. Sepertimu yang ku cari, konon aku juga seperti yang kau cari. Ku kira kita asam dan garam, dan kita bertemu di belam. Kisah yang ternyata tak seindah itu. Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah, kalau ku jadi kita. Kasih sayangmu membekas, redam kini sudah, bijar istimewa. Bapa maksud dunia tentang ujung cerita kita tak bersama. Semoga rindu ini menghilang, konon katanya waktu sembuhkan, akan adakah lagi yang sepertimu. Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah, kalau ku jadi kita. Kau melanjutkan perjalananmu, perjalananku. Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira ini kan mudah, kalau aku jadi kita. kukira kita akan bersama. Hati-hati di jalan,
Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news first headline.